What up, what up, what up, what up? It's your boy Keanu Banks back in the building. You know what it is, Inside the Arsenal. Appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Wherever you're listening from, showing love, I definitely am grateful. Nonetheless, moving forward, man, I got this. I'm not even gonna call it a meme or whatever. It was just a statement, a quote from one of my boys from college, man. So shout out to Jason Bryant, the man. Is making moves. He's doing his thing. He always posts some profound thought or statement or whatever on his Facebook on a regular. Like, he always dropping gems left and right. Nonetheless, this one hit home, and I'm hoping that it will resonate with one of you guys or some of you guys in the process, in the moving forward and renewing of your mind and growth. You know, sometimes the messages need to just come from other places. And usually when something hits me, I'm like, oh, I got to save that because this might help somebody else, you know, when it's just powerful. And it's very interesting because for the last few months, I've been doing yin yoga and forcing myself to be still because I'm more of a type A person when it comes to working out and being active. And over the months, doing yin yoga, at first it went from this class is too long in my head. I'm like, oh my God, we're holding this pose for 5 minutes. Why are we still holding this pose? It's so annoying. Oh my God, we're still in this pose. How many minutes is left in class? It haven't been 20 minutes. Like, all these ridiculous thoughts about time and whatever. And in some of the classes, you know, the instructors will say or advise or give you the option, rather, to think about a word or something that resonates with you. And then even if you don't, like my dude Ryan Fowler, shout out to him, he'll give you something to focus on, as in like a phrase or a quote or a word or just a mindset. And 9 times out of 10, for me, the word that I will use is abundance to myself. It's like abundance, abundance, abundance. And not necessarily in a material way, but just in general, to like be grateful for what you have, but think of things more abundantly, to have more options, to have more growth, to impact more people's lives, to have more opportunities, like everything, right? Health, to have abundance in health and your mindset and all these things. So my boy Jason wrote this. We don't create abundance. Abundance is always present. We create limitations. I'm gonna say that one more again for those who didn't hear it. We don't create abundance. Abundance is always present. We create limitations. When I say that hit me hard, it's like, yo, how many things have I, for me, like, I don't know if you doing it, but have I put myself in a limitation mindset of, oh, I can't do this because even this podcast is a perfect example. Started it a while ago, over a year ago. Was like, man, I don't know. So many people doing podcasts. Like, what's going to make mine different from, right? You start questioning all these things. And so I limited myself to, I'll do one every now and then. I'll do this, that, and the third. And I know for me, sometimes I am an overthinker. That's just a real, I don't know if it's a character flaw, if that's what people want to call it. I don't call it that. It's just part of something that I know that I'll do if I'm not mentally aware and mentally present. I will overthink something. I'll still do it. It'll just take a minute. Nonetheless, the part of that statement about limitations hit me in a wow type way. Oh man, that's what it is. Because the more I've been meditating on abundance in these classes or just in my mindset, great things keep happening, right? Things have been happening along this journey anyway, but more things happen. Like, I booked an event to do in Boston, but the person came to me, shout out to Brittany. She was on the last episode. You know what I mean? And she came to me and said, we got to get you to Boston. Now, In my mind, I've been wanting to travel and teach Arsenal Hit classes everywhere. But I've attracted some of the people that will help make things happen. In my abundance mindset, I was like, oh, abundance. And I was able to move into a better space and abundance and able to create more, merchandise that people want and people are excited about. And it's not just business stuff. It's just, I created a lot of limitations. I had to check myself. Hey, man, you've been limiting yourself in a lot of ways, even fitness-wise. So I started doing yoga because I'll be like, I'll do that tomorrow. I don't really want to do that yoga. Not my thing, right? All the stories we tell ourselves, oh, it's not for me. Oh, I'm not flexible. Exactly. And then you learn that it's like being flexible is the least of your concerns in a yoga class. Or a yoga practice. Let me get this right. In a yoga practice, it's not what it's about. And I hope and I'm gonna get some yogis to come be my guests. But I hope that more people learn to understand that practicing yoga is not about just being flexible. It's so much deeper than that. There's a mental battle that goes on. There's a quieting of your mind that can happen. There's just learning how to breathe. There's learning how to appreciate the fact that you can breathe, which we take for granted. But to breathe more, to breathe deeper, or to send your breath where you want it to go inside your body. There's so many elements that you'll breathe into your back body, breathe into your side body. Oh, we're holding this stretch. Ooh, your hamstrings are tight. Breathe into your hamstrings. It's like active breathing with purpose, breathing with a purpose to be able to send it where you want it to go. And it's really refreshing. One of the instructors, Dana, always says, she said, the bigger the breath, the bigger the stretch. That doesn't mean if you breathe deeper and you can't touch your toes, all of a sudden tomorrow you're touching your toes. But it forces you to give more oxygen. And then I use it in class and say, you guys need to breathe more. More oxygen to your muscles, more oxygen to your brain. Because we're not even using that much of what we're capable of. So again, abundance in breathing, abundance in how you operate, abundance in whatever it is that you want. Of course, there's still work that has to be done. But at the end of the day, reading that statement that we don't create abundance, it's already there. We create the limitations was mind blowing. And I know that I'm guilty of the limitation side of it on a lot of fronts. Creating my own workout program. A lot of times for me, when it comes to business opportunities, financial stuff, I have an issue or have had an issue saying this is what it costs. You know what I mean? If you want to book me for an event. And I set a limitation on it. And now I'm checking myself because the people will be like, okay, cool. Or, hey, we want to, I don't do the disrespectful numbers at this point because you're paying for an experience. You're investing into an experience. But at the end of the day, it's still something that I'm working on. And it's like, yo, we create what our value is. But sometimes I question it. Why? I don't know. Still trying to figure it out. But in the mindset of abundance, it's like, yo, you got to put it out there. You got to do the things that scare you. You have to, set the tone. You have to raise the bar and be willing to take whatever comes with that. But then when I look at certain other instances in life, it's like, yo, this is working. Abundance is working. The mindset shift is working. And then it's like, why did I, you ever want to do something or create something or anything, maybe even have a conversation with someone that's not as comfortable as a regular combo. And then you talk yourself out of it. Or maybe it's even going to a class. And you talk yourself out of it and out of it and out of it, whatever it is. And then you actually go or you do the thing, you make the phone call, whatever. And it's like a gajillion times easier or not as drastic as you created it to be in your mind, as you limited yourself for days and hours and minutes and months and years, whatever it is. And then you do it and you're like, what was I waiting for? Why did I do that? Why? Limitations that we set on ourselves are like mental prison bars. When we're supposed to be free and creative and you know, out there. And maybe it's a deeper rooted thing. And maybe you have to travel back to your past, your childhood or whatever, and see, where did this stem from? Because I feel like a lot of us have it and a lot of us do it. We might not admit it. And that's why I tell people, I don't care what it looked like on social media. I don't have it all together. And I'm not about to act like I got it all figured out. And this is one of those instances where it's, yo, I've been working on abundance. Man, this is a powerful statement, yo. And he don't know that, right? Jason just posts what he posts every day. I said, man, I got to keep that, man. This is a reminder. Don't limit yourself to the box. No matter what it is, whether that's a relationship you're not happy in, whether that's a job you don't like, and yes, you got bills and whatever, figure it out. People don't want to figure out other stuff. Well, I got to work because, okay. But if you're not happy, don't limit yourself to just that. I've learned my lesson that, trust me, the hard way. Putting all my eggs in one basket and only having one source of income, doing what I love. I'm blessed. I'm grateful. Trust me. I get paid to do what I love to do. But at the end of the day, it's like if you're the person that has been keeping you up at night, or it's something you've been thinking about forever, or you just know that it's causing you stress because you know you're better than where you're at. You know you're worth more. You know you have more to offer the world. You have to take that leap. You have to be in a mindset of abundance. And it's not just chasing the bag and securing the bag and all that. It's abundance of you, like knowing who you are, being abundant from the inside out, like loving yourself abundantly, accepting you for who you are. Abundantly, and not limiting yourself or shrinking yourself down because the people around you can't handle it or whatever it is. You know what I mean? So like, this is one of those things where I'm like, man, the limitations we put. And then I always get shown something bigger, greater, even if I just wrote it down in my notebook. Did a retreat in Greece this summer, past summer. That's abundance. Greece, first retreat ever. Out the country, come back. I'm doing events at a rooftop, hotel rooftop, 150 people. My mind is in abundance. But there's also been a lot of work and a lot of growth and a lot of experiences. So again, it's something that starts with your mindset. It starts inside of you. It's nobody else. You can point the fingers. You can blame. You can complain. You can do all these things. You can justify, because that's what we do when we limit ourselves, right? We justify, oh, I can't do this because, whoop, whoop, whoop. Oh, I can't. I got to, you know, well, I got to work. Yeah, you got to work. But you better work on what you really want. And know it's not going to pay you right out the gate. Know you're not going to make a living doing it right out the gate. Life and the limitations are going to test you and see how bad do you want this abundance? How bad do you want to grow? How bad do you want to become the best version of yourself? Those are all real things that transpire when you're on a journey. And so limiting yourself only hurts you. It only frustrates you. It only stresses you. You live in your head. We don't live in your head. We don't know. We only know what you say, what you tell, what you share. That's what makes the highlights of social media very interesting. Everybody look like they living their best life and they got it together. That's why authentic people are going to shine through and shine brighter, because willing to be transparent and vulnerable and say, listen, nah, man, it ain't all like that. I know them pictures look great, but there's a reality to that side too. Yes, we're working on something great, something beautiful, something bigger than ourselves. Yes, there are people who are successful, but you better know what your definition of success is before you step out there or while you grow. You better learn, because things are going to come at you left and right, north and south, all of that. It's going to happen. And if you don't know what your definition of success is, you will fall for every little thing and sway to and fro doing every little thing. Distraction over here, this over there, this, oh, this and this. One thing I've learned, and people don't like it, and I really don't care, is I've literally learned to tell people no and mean it. And they can say what they want. They could talk whatever behind. I will tell you no, and that is the end of the conversation. It doesn't matter, because I know what I know what I'm working towards, and it's not for other people to see until it's done or until something else happens. Like when you get to show people something bigger, they're like, oh, wow, that's what you were doing. Yeah, that's what I was doing. It's like going in the trenches. Like, y'all don't have to tell you every move, every whatever. There's a lot of things I don't even talk about. But when it's solidified and it's a go time and it's really real, oh yeah, that's what it is. So at the end of the day, man, I want to give a shout out to Bryant, Jason Bryant, my boy from college, for that beautiful message. We don't create abundance. Abundance is always present. So you need to be present to find it. You need to be aware to find where that is. Abundance is always present. We create limitations. Stop limiting yourself. I'm talking to you and I'm talking to myself out loud. Stop with the limitations. Because one of the beautiful words in this whole post is create. We're creators. We're creative. There's something in you that needs to come out and be shared with the world. And only you know what that is. I can't tell you what that is for you. I know what it is for me, and I know what I'm doing with it. But creative, a creator, you guys, it's there. And you know it. Whoever's listening, you know in your heart what you're supposed to be doing. So don't let society and people and friends and even parents and whatever talk you out of living and creating the way that you want to create without the limitation, because they already been set. So now it's up to you to break free of the limitations. And that's how you leap. That's how you, they say leap in the net will appear. That's how you soar. That's how you fly, whatever you want to call it. But you have to break that cycle, and you have to be okay getting comfortable being uncomfortable. And that's just not no fitness term or whatever. That's mentality. That's the people you hang around with. That's your dreams, your goals, your visions. It's going to be uncomfortable no matter what. Everything has to be built over time. So you might as well just start and just keep plugging away. But do not put limitations on yourself and your greatness. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. My name's Kenyatta Banks. You know what it is, Inside the Arsenal. Make sure you follow my Instagram, Arsenal by Kenyatta. Check out my website, arsenalbykenyatta.com. And I'm out of here. Peace, love, fire ants. P.S. Shout out to palm trees. You know how we do.